It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. We're joined once again with Damara Baker of Rockin' Baker, located here in Fayetteville. Damara, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you so much, Peter. You know how much I love talking to you. Rockin' Baker is a life-changing wholesale bakery that trains and employs individuals on the autism spectrum so that they can pursue their passion and what they want to be in life.
Damara Baker with Rockin' Baker. Okay, y'all have launched a new Chef Challenge series. It began with Chef Simon Brown from Blake Street House. He shared some favorite ingredients with the cadets, and then I guess they were just released to see what they could do with what Chef Simon gave them?
Yes, and that was so interesting because some of them even, how to say, they were so afraid of coming up or thinking that they could never make something. Yes, they have been working on the bakery, but they could never think that they could do something on their own. Mm. And it was a fun challenge because, you know, that's what you see happening, that they're supporting each other. And at the end, all of them got to sell out all of the bread. So they were really, really proud of the work that they did. And of course, the breads were just so delicious.
Chef Chrissy Sanderson will be the next chef featured. And along with us on the line, we have Chef Chrissy Sanderson, owner of Mockingbird Kitchen. Chrissy, nice to talk to you for the first time.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
Can we get a preview on the ingredients, or is that kind of a secret until you let them know?
It's kind of a secret until I let them know. It's my understanding. I'm supposed to spring it on them. She sent me about 15, 20 ingredients in there. I think I've narrowed it down to about 4 or 5. I've got 2 ingredients that I'm trying to does that overkill? But it's going to be good. I can't wait to try it, and I'm hope to utilize it in the restaurant. I've got a couple ideas for it, and we'll see if we can have some fun.
Real quickly, how would you rate yourself in the world of baking, in the world of bread?
Oh gosh, me personally,
yes.
I let the experts handle that. We do make a couple of breads. We were making our brioche dough and our brioche buns, and our focaccia. We still make that in house, but it's people like Damara have got such an expertise, and she's showing the cadets how to do it. So it's a real pleasure for us. It makes us our job a lot easier to have access to somebody. To a bakery like that. So I let the experts handle that.
Chef Chrissy Sanderson of Mockingbird Kitchen. She is chef number 2 in this Chef Challenge series from Rockin' Baker. This will be taking place in the month of May. Really appreciate you taking time. And also, thanks for working with such a community-oriented entity as Rockin' Baker.
Yeah, it's been great. It really has. Thanks for having us today.
Okay. And we'll go back to Damara Baker of Rockin' Baker. What I like about this, too, though, is these cadets, after this challenge is done, they have the opportunity to go and tour the restaurant.
At the end of every challenge, we just go and tour the restaurants where the chef is coming from. So they get to see where the bread that they are producing is being served. And it gets that camaraderie because we get all together and sit down at the table. And it's a good sense of community for them. They say that Rockin' Baker for them is really like their second family. So it's so fulfilling to me to hear that too.
Wow, these cadets truly getting the full spectrum of, kitchen work, restaurant work, being a chef. Very, very cool. Speaking with Damara Baker with Rockin' Baker. Okay, how long will this series go? I'm guessing will there be some other chefs throughout the spring, summer?
Oh, yes. We're going to continue doing this one every other month. And most likely we're going to move back north for the next episode, as we could say, and then come back south. And we're going to keep doing that one so that we can expose our cadets to more places.
Thanks so much for talking to us once again, and love this new series.
Thank you so much, Peter.
The Community Spotlight and KUAF, Local Matters.